Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You are listening to Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Thanks to Adrian for filling in over the past couple of days. Well, back with certainly a bang today. Political earthquake, as it's been described. The Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader, Leo Varadkar, expected to announce that he's stepping down. And that announcement is due now in the next few minutes. We were told in the past hour or so today that there's going to be this special earthquake announcement really is what was being mentioned. And of course, as time has gone on, it is now developed that Leo Varadkar is going to step down as the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader, not triggering an election. But this is what we're hearing is happening. Now, there's been meetings going on in government buildings for the past number of hours. The podium, as I'm looking at it here right now, outside the Dáil on the plinth, is erected, and it's there with two microphones. And we're just waiting now for Leo Varadkar to come out and address the nation, really. Former Fine Gael Minister Ivan Yates, of course, just on with us here for the past number of hours in the Pat Kenny Show, is with me today. Why now, Ivan? Why is Leo Varadkar making this announcement today?
That is absolutely the valid question, because there was no anticipation of this at any stage. People are saying it was because of the referendum results. I mean, like, setbacks come and setbacks go when you're in government. With all the speculation of TDs retiring, I've always said don't rule out Pascal or Simon Coveney not standing in the next election. But I felt Leo was kind of obligated to see it out to the bitter end, even though expectations are very low. They might get 20-something seats. But I don't know if his hand has been forced, if there's some compelling story that has made his position untenable in his mind. But at this point in time, you've got to go with the speculation, which seems bizarre, that 9 weeks from polling day, for a very important, you know, there's 950 councillors to be elected.
For the locals.
Yeah, for the local elections. It's very important to the future of the party. This is not a time for the captain to abandon ship. So I think it will, and you know, everything has been quite orderly. The transfer from Enda Kenny to Leo in 2017 was quite orderly. So this is very un-Fine Gael-like. It's more suitable to the Green Party. But like at the end of the day, it does signify that his first stint as Taoiseach, you know, the rotating Taoiseach, he was full of vim and vigour and energy. And just, you didn't feel it the second time around that he had the same grow for it. Was he bored with it? And I actually felt when he's on the European stage, when he's in Washington, he was actually auditioning for his next role.
Yeah.
WHO, UN, okay. EU and so on.
Just want to say to listeners, stay with us. We're going to bring you this speech live here today on News Talk. But our own reporter, Barry White, is there outside government buildings at the plinth. Barry, what's happening?
Hey, Andrea. Yeah, look, there's massive media have gathered here now in the courtyard of government buildings. There's a podium set up. It's almost like, you remember the address to the nations we had during COVID? It's set up like that. So I think once journalists got heed of this morning, that this has been set up, people started to guess what was happening. I spent the morning ringing as many political advisors as I could, and nobody was answering their phones. And it was just frantic in Leinster House. Nobody seemed to know. But then I suppose the rumours started to spread that this was just Leo Varadkar making a speech by himself. He wasn't going to be flanked by any other ministers. And then it started to break that it's expected that he's going to resign. I'm told, that's my understanding, that the cabinet meeting has just ended, so he's going to be on his way out here to address the nation shortly. But it certainly is something that's going to cause a political earthquake, totally unexpected. I don't think any political journalist walked into Leinster House at 9 o'clock this morning expecting this news.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we've been told this is happening at midday, but I take it that Leo Varadkar, you're still waiting for him to make his way out to the podium, Barry.
Yeah, I'm told he'll be out any minute now, Andrea. But yeah, as I say, it's my understanding that the cabinet meeting has just ended. So it's just ended a few minutes ago. And then he's going to come out here and address the nation.
Ivan, bring us back to your time as a senior minister in agriculture. Like, on days like this, how does it get out? How does the word spread? Like, what's happening in government buildings for the past 2 hours?
Well. First of all, when your Taoiseach is 44 years of age, you don't expect this to happen. And usually, leaders are pushed. In other words, I remember when Cowan took over from Bertie and Cowan went, and with Enda Kenny, usually the the successor has the numbers on them. So I would say that this has come to a total shock to everyone. Like, I'm aware of the campaign strategy meetings that have been held. You know, Simon Coveney's Director of Elections for Europe, Nina Carberry being added, John Mullins being selected, and so on. Like, we're right in the middle of the octave of election planning. And the Director of Elections for the general election is Simon Harris, who I think, in all known circumstances, if he had taken over, stepped down after the next episode, would be the next leader. And he's the one who wants it most. But I think there will be huge uncertainty. The first thing people think, well, who's going to be my new boss? Mm. Will I go for the job or not? Is what a lot of senior players are saying. And secondly, how am I fixed, you know, with the new leader?
Have I got the numbers?
Exactly. And all of these things. So I think you're going to have a period of quite considerable instability. But he is going to stay on as an interregnum as leader. But I think his closest advisors, people who are really, really close to him, John Carroll and head office and so on, will all be shocked by this. So maybe there was some cathartic moment when in Washington he looked at the situation, he looked at the referendum. And it has to be said, if you go on any social media, the level of abuse against Fraggar has been off the Richter scale. So maybe, you know, the most resilient guy in Irish politics was feeling the heat.
The other point, Ivan, as well, just to say that when Leo Varadkar makes this announcement, as we expect today, stepping down as Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader, like, this doesn't trigger an election today.
Well, put it like this, we're already on the countdown to a general election. The feeling is all of the parties, because of retirements and so on, want to get new councillors blooded. But we're talking about the last budget of this government is in October, September. They won't be necessarily in office in 2025. So it is already so many things. Oh, that's a matter for the next government. It's already a lame duck administration. Mm. I think this could bring forward an election, but every party strategically wants to get its new councillors in place, you know, to make up for the retirements. And I would say also he's going to announce today that he's not going to be a candidate in Dublin West in the next general election, because if he's not going to be Taoiseach, he's not going to be interested to be in a backbencher.
Yeah, so
I assume he won't be triggering a by-election today, which is the other thing. If he steps down, that would trigger a by-election, which must be held within 6 months by law.
We're going to have this, we will bring you the speech, of course. We're hearing this is happening now in the next minute or two, so we'll bring you that live here on News Talk, and we'll have plenty of reaction on Lunchtime Live across the next hour as well. Just the actual leadership process, Ivan, within now Fine Gael, how does that work?
Right, well, the situation is Fine Gael have a constitutional requirement that something like 60-70% of the votes come from the parliamentary party. So what they will do is they will appoint a director of elections for it, some maybe worthy person who won't be a parliamentarian, and that there will be a closing date, say, of a fortnight or for nomination, say, Friday week or something like that. The nominations will go in. The parliamentary party will vote. And that's what actually happened with Leo. He got ahead of Simon Coveney because he got the most amount of votes. Mm. So that they actually had a long debating situation. You know, there was on the stump, different Munster campaigns and so on. That won't happen again. They will want to cut this short. And in fact, there'll be a very strong temptation to close ranks and to have a coronation rather than a contest.
And how would that work?
Oh, it would be that there would just not one nominee by
and
closing date,
yeah.
And they would duly elect that leader.
Yeah, well, given, I suppose, the timing of all of this and the fact that we are so close to the first set of elections that we're going to have this year, it might be by
well,
political
strategy. The circumstances are such that it will clearly lead to a situation that they will want to not drag this out. But I see Leo is coming.
He is, yeah. He's walking now just right down towards the podium. We're going to hand over so you can listen to Leo Varadkar, Taoiseach and leader of Fine Gael.
I know inevitably there'll be speculation as to the quote-unquote real reason for my decision. These are the real reasons. That's it. I have nothing else lined up. I have nothing in mind. I have no definite personal or political plans. But I'm really looking forward to having the time to think about them. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my party, my coalition partners, particularly Micheál and Eamon, my constituents, colleagues and staff, for their loyalty and their phenomenal work, and I'm going to thank them all in person in the near future. Most of all, I want to finish by thanking the people of Ireland for giving me the opportunity to serve them, and I promise I'll keep working for Ireland and my community in any way I can in the future. Thank you very much.
Liam Varadkar just walking off the plinth there. Former Fine Gael Minister Ivan Yates still with us. Personal and professional reasons, Ivan.
Yeah, and clearly emotional.
Very
there
emotional,
there at the end.
Yeah.
I think it raises as many questions as it answers, quite frankly, because someone who has worked so hard to become Taoiseach, to become a cabinet minister, I've known Leo quite well for the last decade and more, and he was a very driven person. And for him, essentially, to throw in the towel is out of character, is out of character. And it's also, I don't accept his point that now is a good time, you know, so close to the elections. I think it's excessively dramatic. It leaves the party, like, you know, the party needs time to plan on the eve of a cusp of an election like this. I think it will spark a series of speculations as to the real pressures that came under him to consider his position. But the one thing I do know is there was no heave here. There was no parliamentary party. Mm-hmm. Even people that absolutely disagree with government decisions, people who are not standing at the next election, all of those people, I speak to Paul Keogh, you speak to Charlie Flanagan and different people, there was no appetite to oust him from office. And you know, so this has come out of the blue to Fine Gael people more than anyone.
Okay. Alan Farrell is with us here on the line as well. Fine Gael TD for Dublin Fingal. Excessively dramatic, as Ivan Yates described it, Alan. What's your reaction to Leo Varadkar's decision to jump today?
Good afternoon. It's a bombshell, completely unexpected. I'm bordering on speechless, if I'm quite honest with you. This morning I was preparing for the launch of the report on assisted dying, and this afternoon politics has decided to change the agenda for the day.
When did you get word this morning, Alan?
So in the last few minutes, really, as the media started reporting it, I think it was the Independent reported that the Taoiseach was to make an announcement of his intentions to resign.
So there was no communication to TDs or senators?
Zero. No, not at all. To be quite honest with you, I've had more calls from colleagues in the last half hour than I've had in possibly the last 2 weeks. So we were all speculating as to exactly what was going on and the rationale behind it. But as somebody who was elected on the same day as Leo back in 2004 to Fine Gael County Council, I have worked with him, with the exception of the Dáil, between 2007 and 2011. So it's a long relationship and one that I'm quite disappointed to see come to an end.
Are you disappointed with the timing of Leo Varadkar's decision, Alan, given the elections that are around the corner?
It's a difficult decision to stand away from one's post, particularly when you're Taoiseach. The Taoiseach has outlined his position that it's personal and professional, and he believes that it is best served for him to step aside and for a new leader to lead us into the local European election and beyond. And I take him at his word. I've never, ever had a disagreement with Leo in those 20 years. And I would find it very difficult to accept that his announcement would be damaging in any way to the party. We have a robust constitution as a party in terms of the process for replacing him. He has been an exceptional leader, and I think he will leave a significant legacy if you consider some of the things that he pointed out.
But he also did say, though, there in the past few moments that he doesn't feel that he's the best person for the job anymore. Like, was there a lot of pressure internally following the results of the recent referendum?
I'm not aware of any pressure at all. There has been no discussion. I think Ivan said it before you introduced me, there's been no pressure.
No heave, no, he said. Yeah, no heave.
No even, you know, smarmy or smart arsed text messages, if you'd excuse the language, at this hour of the day. Not a thing. As I said from the outset, this is a bombshell to all of us, in not just in Fine Gael, but across the Oireachtas. But, you know, I think, as I said, he has a significant legacy. He has thrived in political times of political and social upheaval. He is responsible, along with his cabinet, for shepherding Ireland through the Brexit process, including the prevention of a hard border. And I think during the COVID period, which was, I think, a particularly significant time for all of us, it's very clear that the decisions made by him and by Cabinet and Neffet and others saved lives and livelihoods.
The attention now, Alan, as well, you know, of course, after Leo Varadkar's announcement in the past few minutes today turns to who's going to replace him. So who do you think is going to be the new leader of Fine Gael and Taoiseach?
Well, you'll forgive me, the knowledge of the Taoiseach's intentions is really maybe 10, 15 minutes old at this stage. So I will personally require time to reflect on it.
But there's plenty of names being mentioned already.
Let me be very blunt with you. I'm going to take a time to reflect on exactly what has happened. I'm going to take time to see who emerges. I probably have 24 to 48 hours to make a decision in relation to whom I will support, dependent upon who comes forward. The membership have a very significant role to play in this process. And he, as he outlined himself, that process will take place in advance of our Ardesh in April.
Yeah, it's going to happen very quick. And I'm just interested, yeah. I know you don't want to back somebody here in the airwaves, and that's fair enough. But do you think, as Ivan put it, will it be a coronation or will there actually be a contest for this?
Well, you know, I was reflecting on that question because I anticipated it. And I think we as a party are very fortunate to have some very significant members of the Oireachtas, members of the Dáil, in a number of different ministers who would make very capable leaders, Taoiseach. And, you know, I look forward to seeing who emerges from that.
But, yeah, so do you'd like to see a contest then? You'd like to see there be...
Well,
options.
Contests are healthy, we are in the shadow of a local and European election in 9 weeks, so perhaps we don't have time to spend too much time at
it. Well, it doesn't sound like there's going to be, given the timeline Leo announced there today.
Well, I think we have to also consider our government partners in this. This is not without impact upon them, and I clearly want to make sure that if we as a party are going to go through this process, which is going to take 2 weeks at most, that we give due regard to our coalition partners, and that's an important aspect to consider.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.